Case number 9886, Avelina Cremadas, west of Route 1, west of Salt Hat Drive, being Lot 5, within Wharton's Cove, Garth Development, a variance from the side yard setback requirement.
Is it possible for you to pass these around?
Mm-hmm.
My name is Frederick Botta. I'm with Moonlight Architecture. My address is 16529 Coastal Highway, Lewis, Delaware.
Do you swear that the testimony you're about to give to be true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Good day.
My name is Freddie. I'm with Moonlight Architecture. I am going to pass around a couple of sketches that we've presented to the committee for the variance that we're requesting. What we're requesting here is Ms. Cremadas is getting up in age and has a hard time going up and down stairs. And what she would like to do is she has a house at the beach that she uses a lot, and she's finding it harder and harder to go up the multiple stories because of the pilings on the ground level and stuff like that. Aesthetically and really physically, the best and only way that we can really get this elevator on this house properly and make it look right would be to put it on the side of the house. So what we're requesting here is a setback or a reduction from the side yard setback from the 10 feet, which is required, to a 5 foot so that we could get this elevator on the side of the house if it's possible.
Mr. Chairman, if I may, a comment on this case. As you can see, there is a survey in 2005 that's showing the rest of the building. Sent Inspector Malloy down, and those pictures that are being passed around, and ask him to verify some of these setbacks that are they're showing on here. It's confusing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, as you can see, mm-hmm. if you look at that survey, he couldn't verify the setbacks.
But do we have a current survey?
No, and that's what I was saying, that I would say that we would need a current setback, a survey to give us our current setbacks. I mean, this is 2005, and it's not a very good one. I think if the board would turn and take a look at that. There is some issues there where there's some suspicions of other encroachments, and we can't comment on that until we have something like a current survey. Okay, and I sent an inspector down there to see if he could verify this 2005, and he couldn't verify it. So with that comment for the board.
Do you have a current one to offer?
I believe we're working off the survey maybe that you may have in your hand, which was the most current survey. Let me check real quickly if I could with
your
documentation.
Mr. Rickard, the pool deck is encroaching. But
it looks like it. Yeah, that's what I'm questioning.
But it can encroach 5 feet.
And it's above 42 inches?
It's above 42 inches?
It can encroach 5 feet, but we're not sure of the 5 feet.
Okay. And then, in addition, there seems to be some sort of mechanical unit.
Yeah, it seems to be some kind of a mechanical unit there that is right on the line, which would be another variance of zero setback.
Right.
Okay. You need a variance of whatever it is, 10 feet.
What would be the reason the applicant couldn't put the elevator inside the home? It appears to be a good, rather large home.
Well, partly because of the interior design of the house without cutting up major rooms and tearing into the piling of the design, it makes it somewhat difficult to get inside the house and put the elevator inside the house. The easiest and cleanest way to do it, if we could, would be to put it over two existing windows, which are on the side, which we could cut into two doorways and use those doorways as the entrance into the elevator.
Now, if you turn you turn to that, I'm sure you all got a copy of that, of the survey. That's very confusing in that back area there, which would be set up now, would be the current survey, which would be recorded as the current survey. Now, this was 2005. And in the current survey, sir, you could superimpose the elevator into that new survey.
Yes.
Okay. That's my point. If my inspector couldn't find the lines there, then...
Yes. Well, and it appears that this pool was added after the survey.
Yeah.
And so that was drawn.
Mm-hmm. That's some of the issues that
for
I would
bring. Permit put in for the pool, or... For the pool?
I'd have to check that out. That there are all the things we'd have to check out if we do have a... like I said, there are a couple issues here, just not the elevator, which would help us out.
Okay. Okay. Are there any further questions from members? Mr. Cade?
No, sir.
Mr. Horton? Mr. Hatcher? Mr. Mills, any further questions?
No.
I have none. Okay. Are there... any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone?
Get your full name and address.
Thomas Kremitas, 19 Law Drive, Dover, Delaware.
You swear the testimony you're about to give to be true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
I do.
Okay.
I'm the son of my mother, who's a new widow, and I just like to say I'm in favor of her getting this. I know... she's there a lot, and having to take groceries upstairs and things like that at her age is it's getting harder for her. So I would ask for your support to help her get this approved. I can answer the building permit issue, too. There was a building permit
okay,
for the pool
fine.
In 05, and I know the surveys were – it was a little confusing for me, too, but we did go through the right channels to get that done.
Well, I think it would behoove you to have the current survey on file right now due to the what we're looking at here.
For this? Okay.
Before you do it. And superimpose, if the board so wishes you to do that.
Okay.
It's just my suggestion.
Okay. You know, do you recall if a certificate of occupancy was issued for the pool?
For sure it was.
Okay.
The pool company was the one that the gentleman, the owner of the company, went out and got a permit.
Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Do you want to come forward, sir? You can sit down right down there, gentlemen.
Eric Miller, 608 Meadowview Court, Maple Glen, Pennsylvania, 19002.
You swear the testimony you're about to give to be true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
Yes.
Okay.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Again, my name's Eric Miller. I just purchased the lot next to Kremitas's. I apologize for meeting you under these circumstances. We just purchased the lot in this neighborhood, and it's in the town of Bethany, or Bethany, and the lots are very large in this area. So we were hoping to maintain the open space, which is seems very viable with 10 feet on either side. They have a beautiful home, and I would think with the building envelope that's allowed, they might be able to do something in front of their house or behind their home. I don't, and I'm willing to work with them in any way to satisfy their mother's needs, but I mean, presently I'd like to oppose this because it's going to take away from the value, in my mind, the value of the lot that I purchased. We'll be losing, the homes will feel a little tighter, and we'll be losing some open space. And again, I'm just walking into this unknown to anyone in the neighborhood. I have some pictures of where their current, my survey, and their pool and so forth, and I'm not trying to cause trouble for my neighbors, but I mean, I plan on building a home and staying within the setbacks. I'm going to build an elevator in it for my father-in-law, who does need one. And you know, I think if there's rules, people should have to stay in those setbacks, and there's ample space to build. And like I said, if there's anything I could do to help them, I will. But I'd like to oppose it based on all the information that I have now.
Mr. Miller, when you called me and talked to me about there may be some other issues here, and would you be satisfied with a survey at the board that everything else prior to this elevator is in compliance with the county setbacks?
I missed the question. Am I satisfied that the pool and the...
I said if we had a current survey that proved to you that they were in compliance with the county's setbacks, a current survey.
Would I be opposed to the variance if the pool was within the current setbacks and the pool pumps?
Everything was okay with the county as far as the other issues that you said. There's some other issues maybe in there that there might be some encroachments.
Yes, I was surprised.
Okay.
I was surprised.
I just want to satisfy that for the board that we did speak.
I was surprised to see the pool so close to the property line and the pumps right on the property line.
Sir, is this a picture of your line here?
That's my line, yes, sir.
This is your line. This is your touching.
Well, I don't know how it works, but I assume that that's the dividing line, so it's half mine and half his.
Okay.
And I, well. Does my survey help you, or?
Mm-hmm.
No.
It appears that the pool decking encroaches already. And it, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, it's allowed to encroach 5 feet into the setback, provided it's no higher than the first floor and not higher than 42 inches. So that can encroach that much, but then there's further encroachment of from your pictures, it looks like maybe a gas heater for the pool. I don't know if this board has approved such an encroachment. If it hasn't, then it would have to come back before the board. Are you opposed to the way it is now? You would prefer that there be no encroachment at all?
I mean, that's my humble opinion. It's a huge building lot, and I plan on staying within my lines and being a good neighbor. I apologize to be here, but.
No, that's your right.
That's my right.
Yes, sir. Sure in.
That's the reason the county has the rules.
Okay.
That's more of the reason why we want a current survey.
Okay.
All right, Joe.
Thank you.
Okay. Is there anyone else here in opposition? Hearing none, Chair will entertain a motion.
Chairman, I would make a motion that we leave the public hearing open for case number 9886 only for the purpose of the applicant to submit a survey, and also for the office to review all permits and certificates of occupancy to let us know if everything else has been approved and within the setback requirements.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. McCabe that we leave the case open, case number 9886, for the purpose of number one, of getting a current survey, number two, of allowing the office the time to check the permits and certificates to make sure that all of them are in compliance at this time. Okay.
Case number 9887. I'm sorry.
It's okay. Have a second to that motion.
I'm rushing them
all. All those in favor of the motion?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Now you go ahead.
Ready.
Yes, ma'am. Kay. We're ready now.